With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Both President Trump and the First Lady are adamant they are calling on ABC to pull the plug on Jimmy Kimmel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
The First Family is upset with Kimmel after a joke last week described the First Lady as having the glow of an expectant widow. Kimmel's comedy routine was delivered two nights before an armed man tried to enter a hotel ballroom dinner attended by the president, First Lady, and Vice President. Melania Trump wrote online that people like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate. And the president posted a message saying Kimmel should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the aftermath of the weekend events in Washington, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are constant discussions about better ways of protecting the president.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president, as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
In the meantime, alleged gunman Cole Thomas Allen was charged Monday in federal court in Washington. He did not enter a plea. King Charles III and Queen Camilla have made it to the White House on the first visit to the United States since he became king in 2022. The royal couple arrived in Washington Monday on a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the U.S. 250th anniversary. Later today, the king will be addressing Congress. This is SRN News. A new report on religious switching. Here's Michael Harrington.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though, usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. Court documents says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to, quote, kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel, the oldest Jewish house of worship in the Lone Star State, founded in the 1850s, it operates a school going up to the fifth grade. Those arrests follow an attack on a synagogue near Detroit last month. This is SRN News. Of the safety of a popular weed killer is now before the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court seems divided over whether to block thousands of lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer. There have been some multi-billion dollar verdicts against Bayer, which owns Roundup maker Monsanto. Several justices seem sympathetic to the argument by the company it can't be sued under state law because federal regulators have found Roundup likely doesn't cause cancer. But others grilled attorneys about whether that wrongly stops states from responding to new research pointing to possible links to cancer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby has outlined why he thinks a merger between his carrier and rival American would benefit travelers, despite Americans' refusal to engage in talks. More details, srnnews.com.